Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Monday. It is a friends and family edition. There are some shows where you just feel really good about things because they're all the guests are people that I know and I love, and they're good friends. It's just fun to have him in studio, and so it is. Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, will join us in just a bit. Also, Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in CD4. He's been racing all across Congressional District 4, places like Ely and places like that. He's in constant motion. And today, I think today's going to be filing day for candidates all across the area. This is going to be good. Sam Peters will join us. So will Jim Yoder. Came in from the Coachella Valley. And we'll find out what he thinks about the coronavirus, the crazy Dems. They're just nuts. Joe Biden, of course, won South Carolina. And, in fact, let's go to cut 4. This is Joe Biden. He was on with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday. And what does that South Carolina win mean for his campaign? He talked about that with Chris Wallace.
Well, I think it's a big boost. I think it starts the a real comeback. And I think it, we picked up a lot of delegates, practically speaking, and we now have amassed more popular vote than anyone running for the nomination. But we have a long, long way to go. This is a marathon.
Well, let me ask you about that, because now you face Super Tuesday in just 48 hours, where 34% of all the delegates will be allocated. And frankly, you're at a big disadvantage going into there. Let me count the ways. You haven't held a rally in a Super Tuesday state in more than a month. In California, Bernie Sanders has 23 offices and more than 100 staffers. You have one office, and your campaign won't say how many staffers. And while Sanders is spending $13.5 million on TV ads for Tuesday, you started running your first ad this week. Question, if you get clobbered on Super Tuesday, what does that do to your campaign?
Well, it surely doesn't help, but there's a lot of big states coming up after that, Florida and Georgia and Pennsylvania and Michigan. I mean, a whole range of states that still are in play. But I don't, look, I'm not a pundit, Chris, and I'm not being a wise guy. I mean, I'm being deadly earnest. I feel good about where we are. And I think ultimately people are now beginning to focus on the opposition and the way that they focused on in the Democratic Party, the way they've been focusing on me for a long time. And I think it's about the message, and I think that people know who I am, although I've been outspent 41-1, I think it was, or 40-1 in South Carolina and other places. I think we've now begun to raise money, nothing like they have raised. We've raised about $18 million this month, just $5 million overnight. And so I think things are picking up, but we'll see.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay? Dizzy. I'm so
dizzy. Well, no Joe Biden appearance would be the same without a Joe Biden gaffe. And so it happened at the end of this interview with Chris Wallace. Let's go to cut 5. This is just, this is, not as bad as the Chuck, stand up. Come on, Chuck, stand up. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Turns out Chuck's in a wheelchair. Can't stand up. Remember that one? Oh, that was an oldie but a goodie. But here is a more recent vintage Joe Biden gaffe thanking Chuck instead of Chris. Listen to this.
This is who doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know how to run the country. He is making us more unsafe the way he's responding to the coronavirus. He has done virtually nothing well that I can see. And so I can hardly wait to debate him on stage. I want people to see me standing next to him and him standing next to me. We'll see who's sleepy.
Mr. Vice President, thank you. Thanks for your time. Please come back in less than 13 years, sir.
All right, Chuck. Thank you very much.
All right. It's Chris, but anyway.
Chris. I just did Chris. Yeah. No, I just did Chuck. I tell you what, man, these are back-to-back. Anyway,
no, it's
I don't
okay.
know how you do it early in the morning, too.
Safe travels on Appreciate the campaign it. Trail. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Hey, like I say, a Joe Biden appearance would not be a Joe Biden appearance without at least some Joe Biden gaffe. It is Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Dog-faced pony soldier.
Ain't that the truth? Stick around, more to do as we continue. Coming up, we've got some defections, folks who are taking themselves out of the race. You'll want to know who they are. If you have friends in some of these Super Tuesday states, you're going to want to know who's in and out of the race and how it might impact the race. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Nevada Talk Network family, you've heard me talking about my MyPillow and MyPillow premium pillows and all of the great deals you can find by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener specials. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA, MyPillow premium pillows, washable and dryable. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and use my promo code USA and get the best sleep of your life. Mike Lindell guarantees it.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycleery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business, like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. Vegas Golden Knights hockey tomorrow night, 6:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk. Making radio great again, an official radio station of the Vegas Golden Knights.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Crazy for thinking.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I'm crazy for trying.
Crazy Joe, Sleepy Joe, really between the two of them, Bernie Sanders. Oh, I just love that. Between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, I mean, you got crazed loons right there. One guy you won't have to kick around anymore is Tom Steyer. So the really sad news about all of this is that. Well, to be honest with you, the Democrats are down to just one billionaire.
Aww.
One billionaire on the stage. Yeah, I know. I was a little disappointed. I was looking forward to the next debate, you know, where we'd have two billionaires telling you how bad it is that there are billionaires out there in the political system. And I'm going, wait a minute, isn't that what they are? Anyway, Tom Steyer got out of the race yesterday, and... I always like it when they say they're suspending their campaigns. I think that gives them the opportunity to spend some of the millions of dollars they have in the kitty. But I want you to listen to Tom Steyer, and he doesn't seem to be done with politics in one way or another. This is Tom Steyer over the weekend dropping out of the presidential campaign.
I'm not leaving. You may want me out of here. I'm not leaving. We're already figuring out ways, in fact, to make sure that we stay in South Carolina. And I have loved the people, and I feel as if their fight is my fight, and I want to make sure that's true going forward. But there's no question today that this campaign, we were disappointed with where we came out. I think we got one or two delegates from congressional districts, which I thank South Carolina for, and the people. But I said, if I didn't see a path to winning, that I'd suspend my campaign. And honestly, I can't see a path where I can win the presidency. So am I going to continue to work on every single one of these issues? Yes, of course I am, because I've never stopped. That's what I'm here for. And let me say, I kept trying to say this during the campaign. I'm a huge grassroots person. I'm a turnout, register engaged turnout person, young people, black people, Latinos, people who are overlooked. Let's make sure their voices are heard, their votes are counted. And I promise I'm going to do that because I've been doing that. And let me say this. I, of course, will be supporting. I've said from the beginning. Every Democrat is a million times better than Trump. Trump is a disaster. And let me say this. I mean, we're in South Carolina. Lindsey Graham's a disaster. He's a disaster for the people here. So, of course, I'll be working on that. And let me say one last thing. When the Lord closes a door, he opens a window. I will find that window and crawl through it with you. I promise you that.
Once again, Tom Steyer, another one bites the dust. Oh, yeah.
Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone.
And then there's Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete got out as well, which is a little disappointing. I don't know. I'm just a little sad that Mayor Pete's getting out. But that leaves behind a group. And by the way, more may get out after Super Tuesday. In fact, more will get out after Super Tuesday. I think this will be a three-person race after South Carolina, or rather after Super Tuesday. I can just about promise you. Now, how does this all size up? A guy that is a student of politics, he's been a part of it. He's been successful at it. He is Steve Bannon. This is cut 8. And he sized up the Democrat primary race. He was on with Maria Bartiromo with Sunday Morning Futures yesterday. And sized up the Democrat primary race ahead of Super Tuesday. This was with Maria Bartiromo yesterday.
You saw what happened in South Carolina. You got Super Tuesday on in 2 days away. What's your assessment?
I think it's Bernie versus the anti-Bernie movement. You know, last night you saw Biden obviously had a big night. I think one of the most important things is the African-American vote, which is obviously so critical to the Democratic Party, is not buying what Bernie's selling. They're not buying the socialism. They're not buying the radicalism. They're not buying the revolution. These are very practical, pragmatic people. And I think you're going to see on Super Tuesday how that plays out. Look, Bloomberg's capital is going to back one of the establishment alternatives, whether that's Biden or whether it's Hillary Clinton or somebody else, okay, against Bernie. They're going to try to steal the nomination from Bernie again, and that's why I think many Bernie supporters will come to President Trump at the end of the day. There's nobody on that stage. There's nobody in the ballot in South Carolina. There's nobody in the ballot on Super Tuesday that is going to defeat Donald Trump.
You still think Hillary Clinton might make an appearance in this election?
I think that the Democratic Party is going to look for any alternative to Bernie. If Biden can't do it with Bloomberg's capital. Obviously, Bloomberg doesn't have the charisma or the presence, I think, to be commander-in-chief and president right now. If they can't get Biden to do it, they will look otherwise. And you know, Hillary is already out there pushing herself.
And what about Michelle Obama, who you've mentioned before as well?
I think if they go to the convention and they're desperate and Bernie is way behind, 7-8 points behind Donald Trump, the Obamas and the Clintons will look for any alternative to try to defeat President Trump. Remember, their number one objective is defeat President Trump. That's why they've had so many snarky, you know, they accused suppression of information. Dr. Fauci stood up there on national TV and said, I haven't been suppressed. What we're trying to do is get accurate information out. And that's what you need right now. The Democrats will do anything to destroy Donald Trump. And that's why I think that they will come around any candidate they think that can do it. So this thing is still wide open. But here's the point. This is Trump's Churchill moment. He's got to bring the country together, which he's doing. He's got to confront not just the virus, but the economic contagion that's coming out of China that Rubio talked about. He does that, you don't need to worry about 2020.
Okay. Mike Pence has been very out front. He is the head of the task force appointed by the president to deal with the coronavirus. Let's go to cut 2 real quick. Let's see if we can squeeze this in before the break at the bottom of the hour. Mike Pence responding to a confirmation of the first coronavirus death in the U.S. over the weekend. Here it is.
The task force met this morning and brought the president a range of options. And at his direction, we will be doing the following. First, the president authorized action today to add additional travel restrictions on Iran. We will be using Section 212F. I'm banning travel from Iran. Iran is also already under a travel ban. But we are expanding existing travel restrictions to include any foreign national who has visited Iran within the last 14 days. In addition to moving Iran, we are going to increase to the highest level of advisory, which is level 4, advising Americans do not travel to specific regions in Italy and South Korea. Let me say again. The President today has authorized the State Department to increase the travel advisory for Americans to level 4. We are urging Americans to not travel to the areas in Italy and the areas in South Korea that are most affected by the coronavirus. The President's also directed the State Department to work with our allies in Italy and in South Korea to coordinate a screening, a medical screening, in their countries of any individuals that are coming in to the United States of America. And we look forward to working with them in a collaborative and a cooperative way.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
The president's trying to do that today. He is scheduled to meet the pharmaceutical industry, the folks that are charged with finding some sort of cure for this coronavirus. I mean, that would stop this thing dead in its tracks. If the pharmaceutical industry came up with a cure, we have anecdotal evidence that they may be close to doing that. But until they find a cure, there is no cure. This has to run its course. And that's why what's happening right now, where you've got different medical people, pharmaceutical people that are working, you know, 24/7 trying to find a cure for this thing. Some are saying it's going to be till the end of the year. That's like 8 months away, 9 months away. Is that really what we're going to have to wait? Wow. Stick around, more to do as we continue. When we come back, one of the preeminent smart guys when it comes to this kind of stuff, Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member of the Coronavirus Task Force, was on Fox and Friends yesterday. We'll give you his perspective coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Let's taco about real food, real fast. Taco Time's Fish Taco is a mouth-watering blast. Real ocean cod tossed in a crunchy potato crust, cooked to golden perfection, wrapped in a home-style tortilla with shredded cheddar cheese, crispy crunchy cabbage, and sassy salsa fresca. We bring the awesome with our creamy lime and cilantro sauce. Now that's what I'm tacoing about. Try the Fish Taco at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Washington State, a second person has died of the coronavirus. These are the first two cases of coronavirus-related deaths in the United States. Meanwhile, several other states are starting to confirm their first cases of the virus, including New York State, where a healthcare worker recently returned to the U.S. from Iran. She's now in quarantine, according to Governor Andrew Cuomo.
She does live in Manhattan. She is isolated in her apartment, and there's no cause to do anything but that.
The former chairman and CEO of General Electric has died. Jack Welch's wife, Susie, announcing his death today. Welch took the helm at GE back in 1981. He retired just before the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. Welch was 84 years old. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bowman the Showman gets to Victory Lane in Southern California. I'm Kyle Rickey, and this is the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
When was the last time you read the Constitution? Specifically, Article 1, Section 2. The Founding Fathers thought it was critical to count the population every 10 years so that congressional representation would be based on facts. And it also helps inform how billions in funding are spent every year. The census is our opportunity to be heard. And if you think about it, our civic duty.
Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Alex Bowman and his Hendrick Motorsports number 88 car began the weekend as the team to beat, topping both practice sessions on Friday at the Auto Club Speedway in Fontana, California. That speed carried over to yesterday's Auto Club 400 as Bowman led a race-high 110 of the race's 200 laps to claim his second career win, beating Kyle Busch to the checkered flag by 8.9 seconds.
Man, it's just it's an unbelievable feeling. We won last year and then fell off so hard for the rest of the year, and to start the season so strong, it means the world to me that these guys all maintain faith in me. And you know, sometimes things aren't easy.
Behind Bowman and Kyle Busch were Kurt Busch, Chase Elliott, and Brad Keselowski in the top five. Six through ten belonged to Denny Hamlin, Jimmy Johnson, Eric Almirola, Kevin Harvick, and Eric Jones. Ryan Blaney was running second late in the race, but had a tire go down in the closing laps, relegating him to a 19th place finish. The NASCAR Cup Series wraps up the West Coast swing this weekend with Sunday's race at the Phoenix Raceway in Avondale, Arizona. I'm Kyle Rickey, and this has been the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
The best there is, was, forever will be.
So good to have you with us. So good to have you with us on this Monday. It is live and local now. Tom Steyer and Mayor Pete are out of the race. Amy Klobuchar is in, barely. But listen to what the Democrats are up to. Listen to what the Dems are up to. This is funny in a way. Senator Amy Klobuchar had to cancel a campaign rally in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, yesterday, after protesters reportedly affiliated with Black Lives Matter and other civil rights organizations stormed her stage, commandeered her stage, and did not allow her to proceed. Klobuchar's campaign said the senator offered to meet with demonstrators in exchange for them exiting the stage and allowing her to rally her rally to proceed, adding that the protesters initially agreed to such terms before reportedly backing out and refusing to leave the stage. This is the Democrat Party in mass disarray. No, it's true, though. Tom Steyer, he's out. He got out of the race. Do you know what he spent per vote? He spent $3,300 per vote that he got. The results in from South Carolina, Tom Steyer may have just run the worst campaign for president in the history of American politics. He is the California-based billionaire, one of two billionaires on the stage the other night for the Dems. And according to the FEC, Steyer spent $253 million through January 31st of this year. And by the way, all but $3 million was from his own pocket. Yeah. This is so this guy spent from January and just doing the math, if he spent how much did I say he spent? He spent $253 million, a quarter of $1 million. No, I'm sorry, $253, a quarter of $1 billion on the campaign just through January. By the way, the $253 million failed to merit even a single delegate in the first three contests.
Everybody's gonna pay. 'Cause the Million Dollar Man always gets his way.
Not this time. Tom Steyer spent over $18 million on TV alone in South Carolina. $18 million. And it got him nothing. Nada. Sorry. No, it's true, though. I want to get back to the coronavirus story because everybody and their brother is talking about it. Not a lot of people are doing much about it. I don't see people, you know, coughing into the crook of their elbow or sneezing into the crook of their elbow. I don't see any of that. By the way, did you hear this? CBS tried to hire Peyton Manning before giving Tony Romo $150 million. Did you know that? Cancel the benefit dinner. No, it's true, though. Oh, and by the way, just want to go back to a story we were telling you about earlier. The non-judicial candidate filing period begins today, began today. We'll introduce you to a candidate who already has filed at 8:30 this morning. Sam Peters, going for Congress in CD4. But the filing period is today through the 13th, non-judicial candidate filing period. A lot of, and by the way, there will be a few candidates statewide that had previously announced that they were running that will choose not to run. Yeah. Yeah. So it that will be interesting. Okay. I want to get back to the story everybody's talking about. We're talking about the coronavirus. This is getting uglier and uglier and uglier. I will say this, though. There is good news to report on. The stock market is way up. Not way up like 3,000 up, but right now 759 points up. In the green, not the red. Maybe we have moved past the coronavirus as a major issue, at least in politics. I want you to listen, though, to the president of the United States. Let's go to cut three, because the president scheduled meetings today with the pharmaceutical industry.
pharma manufactures just one part of a government effort against the coronavirus. Listen to the president talking about that.
These companies will be coming to the White House on Monday. Tremendous amounts of supplies are already on hand. We have 43 million masks, which is far more than anyone would have assumed we could have had so quickly. And a lot more are coming. Today, the White House Coronavirus Task Force, led by Vice President Mike Pence, they met for 2.5 hours. I spent a lot of that time with them also, and we came up with some ideas, recommendations, and frankly, some pretty strict edicts that we're going to be going by, and Mike's going to be discussing that. But we are really having a group of people that is so talented, and they're working round the clock. And for that reason, I really would wish that we could report exactly what's happened, how well we're doing under quite adverse circumstances. But we're doing really well, very, very professionally handled. Our country is prepared for any circumstance. We hope it's not going to be a major circumstance. It'll be a smaller circumstance. But whatever the circumstances, we're prepared. And I'd like to just ask and caution that the media, we would respectfully ask the media and politicians and everybody else involved not do anything to incite a panic, because there's no reason to panic at all. This is something that is being handled professionally. I also want to thank, by the way, governors and representatives of our various states, in some cases some more than others, because they've really been working very hard in areas where we've seen indication of the virus. But I want to thank the governors and all of the representatives from all of our states, the rooms they've made available, the speed with which they've worked has really been incredible.
That's the president yesterday. Coming up, Dr. Anthony Fauci is one of the smartest people when it comes to this kind of thing. We'll let you hear from him coming up in our next half hour, or actually our next quarter hour, excuse me. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today, even right now. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Coming up, more on the coronavirus, but I will tell you this, the markets are up. The Dow was up 759 when I just checked it a minute ago. So it's not time for happy days or here again. But this is encouraging news that the Dow apparently is taking a look at this and not panicking, which we like. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Monday. It is Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
For years now, you've heard me talking about real water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to real water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting real water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Yeah, Pocahontas is still in the race, right? Okay, so Pocahontas is still in the race. Amy Klobuchar still in the race. Beyond that, I don't know. Beyond that, you know, Tulsi Gabbard and people like that, I don't have a good feel. I'm sorry, I don't. I just don't know. I promise I'd let you hear from Dr. Anthony Fauci. And Dr. Fauci is one of the smartest guys. This is cut six. He is a member of the Coronavirus Task Force. Was on Fox and Friends yesterday and doesn't seem, you know, there's been a charge that he has been muted or muffled or whatever. But he was full-throated in his assessment of what's going on. This was Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday.
What we're seeing right now is what's called community spread. Namely, we're having people popping up who are infected with no known original source or index case, which makes it much more challenging because the other cases, it was clear where the infection was coming from and where they got infected, such as the travel-related cases. When you have the cases that we're having now in Washington State and in Oregon, it becomes much more challenging because you got to do much more intensive contact tracing in addition to the isolation. So this is something that was entirely expected when you have diffuse infections throughout the world, as you just mentioned, South Korea, Iran, Italy, and places like that. Sooner or later, there are going to be cases in your country that you can't directly trace to anyone. That becomes much more challenging about identifying the source.
Dr. Fauci, a lot of people are comparing the symptoms and even actually the disease itself to having the flu. Is that an accurate comparison, or is it much worse or much less worse?
You know, yes and no. In some respects, the comparison is appropriate, but in others, it's not. For example, the seasonal flu mortality is about 0.1%. Thus far, from the information that we've gotten, particularly from China, the mortality of this disease is around 2%, 2.3%, maybe a little bit lower if you count all the cases. But it clearly is much more lethal, if you want to call it that, than the typical seasonal flu.
Doctor, you know, there's been much made in the media about how this is being messaged, who's talking about it, and when. But the Washington Post took it to another level, accusing you of effectively being muzzled. Here's part of what they wrote in the Washington Post on Thursday. It said, Fauci is probably the most respected public health official in the United States. There is no one better equipped to explain what is happening with the coronavirus. Now he's being muzzled. How do you respond to the claim that you're not able to speak freely about the state of the coronavirus right now?
Well, I just would tell people to take a look at their television right now. What am I doing? I'm speaking freely. I think there was a misrepresentation.
Noted.
Yeah. Whenever you get a request to go on any show, there's always a formal process that's generally routine of clearance. And when the vice president's people took over on essentially being the person overseeing the task force, they said, let's just take a very temporary halt on clearances so that we can gather where we're going with this. That happened. Very soon thereafter, the clearances went through, and I have never been muzzled and never been told that I couldn't say anything I wanted to say on television, exactly like I'm doing right now with you.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, on with Fox and Friends over the weekend, he didn't sound muzzled to me. I mean, he sounded full-throated and talked at length about what we are actually doing. You know, for years now, you've heard me talk. In fact, it's almost 5 years now, almost 5 years that we've been talking about real water. I love real water. And in fact, I told my friends Brent and Amy, they're the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners, that means you, a special on real water. And they agreed. Now here was the dilemma. They don't have distributors in every community within the sound of my voice. So they said, how can we make it super easy? And here's the deal. It's simple. Just go to Amazon. All of us shop on Amazon now, right? Search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart. And when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10. W-A-L-L, all caps, no space, and they'll give you a 10% discount. And they'll deliver the real water, no matter how many cases you want, they'll deliver it right to your front door. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? Great tasting real water with all the beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you're going to love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference. But all you got to do is go to Amazon. It's that simple. The last word this hour, I want to give to Bernie Sanders. Crazy Bernie is just absolutely a loon. And there are a lot of different issues. I think Bernie knows that the party elite don't want him as a candidate. And that's, you know, for the second straight election cycle, there are people plotting against him. But here was Bernie Sanders with George Stephanopoulos on This Week. yesterday.
One of the big pitches that Vice President Biden was just making is that he can help make sure the Democrats hold on to the House, take back the Senate, and that you're going to be a burden for House Democrats and Democratic Senate candidates come November.
That's absolutely untrue. You know, the corporate wing of the Democratic Party, a group called Third Way, attacked me, and they said I'm an existential threat to the Democratic Party. And what I said is, yeah, I'm an existential threat to the corporate wing of the Democratic Party. For too long, the Democratic Party and leaders have been going to rich people's homes, raising money, and they've ignored the working class and the middle class and low-income people in this country. That has got to change. We've got to open the doors of the Democratic Party to millions and millions of people who are trying to get by on $12-13 an hour, who can't afford health care, can't afford child care, who can't afford to send their kids to college. Those are the people we have to start paying attention to. I've known Nancy Pelosi for a very long time. I'm part of the Democratic leadership of the United States Senate with Chuck Schumer. It is my view that every Democratic candidate for president, no matter who wins this nominating process, clearly I hope it's me, we're going to come together because we all understand that Donald Trump is the greatest threat to this country in the modern history of this country, that he's a fraud, that he's a liar, that he's undermining American democracy. We're going to have Democrats coming together, but the trick is, which candidate can reach out and bring new people into the political process who can create the excitement and the energy for young people to come in? I think that's our campaign.
The New York Times reported this week that President Obama has told associates that it could be difficult to unify the party if you're the nominee.
I really don't think so. Look, Trump is such a threat to our Constitution, to our way of life, that while Democrats may have differences of opinion, yeah, I have differences with Joe Biden, no great secret. Joe voted for the war in Iraq. Joe voted for a bad bankruptcy bill. Joe voted for bad trade agreements. But at the end of the day, I have known Joe Biden for a very long time. He's a decent guy. I have no doubt that if I win, Joe will be there. If Joe ends up winning, I will be there. We are going to come together, and President Obama, in my view, he has said this, will play a leading role in helping whoever the Democratic nominee is. We are facing in Donald Trump somebody who is a pathological liar running a corrupt administration. Every Democrat and millions of independents and a number of Republicans understand we cannot have somebody like Trump win re-election.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another.
Shut up!
There you go. Stick around. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joins us next. A little later, Sam Peters and Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, is in the Las Vegas Valley this morning and will join us in studio as well. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.